So welcome to episode 2 of Realty Caffeine's podcast. My name's Jerry Robertson. And at the beginning of these episodes, we're just getting together and you're getting to know me a little bit. I hope I get to know you. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but I'm guessing you found me somehow because you needed to. This is a tough business working in real estate, and I have done it working by referral from the beginning. As I said in episode 1, I've never made a cold call. I've never called a for sale by owner. I've never talked to an expired listing or knocked on a door for a lead. I've never done circle prospecting, which is just cold calling with a different color lipstick on it. And there's a lot of reasons for that, partly because I am an engineer and you can't take the engineer out of me. But let's talk about, you know, how I got into business and how I kind of got started and why I said to myself, at least, I wasn't going to make those cold calls. I count myself fortunate having met Keller Williams in the beginning. In 2003, when I started with them, July of 2003, I worked in an office and had great agents that were helping me. There was great training to go to, and there was a book. And the book's valuable. I think everybody in this business ought to read it. And it's called The Millionaire Real Estate Agent book. It was written by Gary Keller. I think it came out in 2002. And it's currently going through a revision, I guess, is probably the best way of putting it. I don't think a lot's going to change. There'll be a few numbers change as this industry changes. But it's not significantly different than it was even in 2002. But I read that book, and honestly, it was overwhelming. It was too much, and I didn't understand how the book was organized. Part of this podcast, we're going to talk about the MREA. That's how we'll refer to it. And I've got a course that you can look at if you're interested that will take you through the MREA as a solo agent. And you can build a business and work by referral, really using a lot of the things that I've done and some of the lessons I've learned the hard way. I didn't get to start out, you know, hitting the ground running. I had some false starts, but I also believed that cold calling and expired listings and FSBOs and all that stuff was really expensive time-wise when you consider the opportunity cost. If you make 100 phone calls like that, 100 expired listings, you might get an appointment. And that takes hours. I mean, you're talking at least a couple, you know, maybe 3 hours a day that you've got to make those calls to make the appointments that you need. And that just seemed like an extraordinarily high cost time-wise. And I also knew that most real estate agents don't make it. The offices, the brokers that teach this stuff, they say that 85% of real estate agents that started in business today are going to be gone in 3 years. And yet they continue to teach cold calling and expired listings and somehow expect that to work. And I just kept looking at it as an engineer. I just kept looking at it and saying, that's not right. That's not how you do this. There's got to be a better way. So I went through the process of learning to work by referral. And that was something that, for me, at least in the beginning, it worked a little bit. I think it worked as well as all the other stuff did. I had a database of 300 people, and I contacted them kind of sparsely. I didn't make too many phone calls, but I talked to a few people face-to-face, and I got a few referrals, and I ended up doing about 7 deals my first year, which is pretty average, actually. But I did it working by referral. I never had to resort to the cold calling thing. So that's what I teach, and I've got it refined to where it works a much better now. And you can get 20 to 30 transactions out of a 100-person database if you execute on this the way we teach. But we'll get to that some more, but I just wanted to say that this podcast, every episode is going to be from a referral perspective. We'll talk about traditional methods. I mean, I've got a traditional method of farming Typically farming, you pick a subdivision or an area and you inundate them with mail and you send them something every week and you've got your face on it. And, you know, it's under the terms of get your name out there, which doesn't really work. We'll talk about that too. But there's a twist, and you can actually get these people into your database if you'll do it. And then, you know, using social media and how to use it well, I think it has a place. You can run some ads on social media, and people do. I think it's expensive. I'm not sure it produces all that well, at least as far as quality leads. It's certainly not as good as a referral. But, you know, there's some opportunities there to use social media and use it in a referral method. And then how to build your reputation, how people get to know you, how they see you as an agent. You know, what makes you different? How are you different than, you know, Joe sells homes out of his basement.com? How are you a better agent than him? You know, we all say we have integrity. We all have access to the MLS. How are you better? And I can talk about that in another episode, but I just wanted to get that out there and say, you know, this is something based on the MREA, on the Millionaire Real Estate Agent book, and it's from a referral perspective. You don't have to make the cold calls. You do not have to do the expired listing stuff. You don't have to do the circle prospecting. You can if you want. Does it work? Yeah, of course it works. It works like a slot machine works, paying off just enough to keep you engaged so that it continues to empty your pockets until you're done. And that's why most agents go out of business, because they can't get enough business doing what they're doing because of the lost opportunities that they have when they're spending all that time. So anyway, I'm going to keep these short. This you've probably figured out by now, I'm not doing a bunch of editing. This is really me talking to you, and I don't want to spend a lot of time doing the editing and all the stuff that a lot of podcasts do. I think, you know, we'll have a little music in the background because I think it's interesting, but beyond that, it's just me talking to you. So I appreciate your time. I'll be back with another episode soon. Thanks for listening.